This is where we break through the traumas and the mental illnesses that are holding amazing parents back from their dream family life. You can find more resources at wandahoward.com. Thanks for joining us, and let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the Successful Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Wanda Howard. Last episode, I had Doug Richens on with me, and we talked all about where I was and why I was seeking him specifically for coaching, therapy, and working through traumas of the past. And I, in that episode, went through of like the different lists and different things that are going on in my life right now that I'm experiencing. And they weren't even all of the different things going on. So go back and listen to that episode if you're curious to know if the reasons why I am seeking therapy could be the same reasons that you are looking for therapy. Because if they are, then maybe Doug would be a great fit for you and being able to help you. But join along in this journey, and we'll kind of keep, I'll keep popping in, dissecting a little bit of my takeaways, what's going on, what I'm getting out of it, if it's beneficial or not. So that way you can know and know for yourself whether or not it sounds like something that would be a good fit for you. Because I know what it's like to be searching constantly for therapists and coaches and different health options, hoping to find internal peace. And it can be a very daunting task and discouraging at times. So follow along on this journey, and I hope that you are able to get out of it what you're needing. So again, last episode, I talked about the different symptoms going on in my life, and some other ones too that I wanted to make sure that I mentioned too is food is really hard for me, and I always have like a knot in my stomach, and I just, food isn't enjoyable. It's not pleasant to think about, to eat. I like all foods. I'm not picky. It's not ever satisfying. And the same for hobbies. I love doing things with people. I have several interests and hobbies, but it's, there's just this, I don't know how to call it. There's this element of dissatisfaction, no matter how much I want it to be satisfying. So I share those things, again, there's a list, a whole bunch more in the other episode, but I share those things because I know personally how much the internal work that we do benefits our physical health and everything that's going on. Another book that is so cool that I've been listening to, it's called The Body Keeps Score, and that has so much more information on it, so definitely go and look that book up. It has amazing resources and just knowledge and so much valuable information on what is going on with the body when you go through trauma, and especially childhood trauma. I love how much it's highlighted that as well. So I share all those things here because I want to be able to also have a clear list after going through therapy with different therapists, to be able to look back and say, okay, these things have changed. These things have not. If my internal peace comes more and more through one therapist, I want to be able to gauge and keep track of what physical benefits come as well. Because that not only is super interesting to me, but very important to me to finally be able to move forward in all areas of my life. Let's dive in now to the session that I had with Doug. So we had a short session, and before we actually started this project, I've had a few conversations with Doug, and then I had one session with him. And the conversations before were getting to know each other, we're getting to understand like if I feel comfortable with him, if he has the kind of knowledge and resources, and all of it was a resounding yes. I'm very excited and thrilled to be working with Doug and all of his knowledge. It just made sense in my brain. He was able to describe several things that I wasn't ever able to put words to, And he described them perfectly of what I was already going through, and he had a good knowledge of them. And that was just very reassuring, as well as his faith perspective, his religious views was something that was very close and dear to my heart. And we dive more into that on the other podcasts as well. So for this session, when I went through this time, it was just a short session where we started talking, and I really didn't even know what to expect. I didn't know what to get out of this first session or what we would really get into. And it was really interesting as we started talking. These are some of the things that I noticed is one, it was really easy to just talk. I didn't ever feel like the conversation was forced, which is super just pleasant for me, because I've been in therapy sessions where I just feel like the therapist was looking at me like, you are a messed up creature and I have no idea what to do with you. Like, I'm sorry you're so messed up, but I don't even know where to go with you right now. I don't know how to help you into the next step. And I never felt like that with Doug. It felt very much like he understood exactly where I was. When I said things, it was familiar to him, which again is just reassuring to my senses, because I know that some of the stuff I went through was crazy, and I know that some of my thoughts around them are still kind of bizarre or unhealthy, and that's what I'm trying to fix. And so to have a therapist sit across the table from me or across the room and be like, yeah, you're nuts. I'm like, okay, I get that part, but help me normalize this, help me understand it, help me make sense of it. And Doug did a great job with that. It was just a very pleasant conversation and very easy and natural and gentle. And that was a lot of fun. The other part, though, that was extremely exciting to me is he said something. He said that he wouldn't be perfect. He said that he was going to make mistakes, and that he might not say things perfectly all the time, but also he might say things that end up hurting, or just in the nature of a conversation, his words might not be put as eloquently as I might like them to be. And the reason why this made me extremely happy was it's really frustrating to go into therapy thinking that the person across from you is a superior human being, and that it's also super just demeaning as a human, I think, to think that we have to be perfect with our words in order to get great results, or we have to have perfect dialogue in order to be a good friend or be a good human and help the people around us. Because I don't think that's true. I don't think it's possible. I think it's a very limited point of view, if you, and a very limited experiences that you allow yourself to have if you feel like you always have to talk perfectly and have perfect dialogue with everybody that you interact with, because that's not possible. So I really appreciated his honesty and straightforwardness with that. And it just made me more excited to dive in. It made me feel like it was more of a therapy session where there's a relationship involved in it. It's not just me going to a counselor that doesn't really care. I'm just another number, I'm just a person to shuffle through his system and move on to the next. But it made it feel a lot more like this is a interaction between two people where he learns and I learn and we grow together. But he just has the knowledge and the frameworks to help me to gain a greater foundation and a greater strength in my own internal capacity and world. And so that was exciting. Another thing that happened during our session that I thought was really interesting is I never felt like the emotions that I had were forced or wrong. And that was, I don't really know how to describe that very well. It just, it's easy for me to feel on edge around people, feel like I showed up wrong, I guess. And I never felt like that. And it was just nice. So however he did that, I very much appreciated it. Another thing too was he was lighthearted. That is super important to me because just with my own experiences and things that I went through, it was very important. Things were treated as a very serious nature where you just had to be, in order for them to be a big enough deal or important enough to work through or talk about, you had to be very serious through it. And something that I have really wanted more in my life is just the ability to laugh at the hard moments and to smile through just frustrating situations. And he was able to do that in the session, and him laughing or smiling, I never felt like he was laughing at me, where it was like, oh, you are ridiculous. It was always just a breath of fresh air every time he reminded, like, it's okay to smile about this, it's okay to laugh. It was very helpful to just have that reminder, but also have that model, seeing another human being talk about some really hard stuff, very personal things, and have him still smile through it was like this. It gave myself permission to, like, oh yeah, I don't have to take this so end of the world type feelings inside of me. It is okay to recognize with the emotion of happiness that this isn't happening anymore and I can move forward and through it. So those were some other great just experiences. As far as negative experiences or any like turmoil I felt, there were a few times that I kind of had this yo-yo effect where I'm leaning in, I'm trusting, I was having good conversations and things were feeling great. And then I would kind of, I'd get nervous of, oh no, I'm trusting too much, or I'm being too free with my words, or I am not being careful enough. I'm just fear about how I was acting and what I was saying. And it wasn't even necessarily extremely cognitive as much as emotional, of just this fear of, I need to back out. I need to question what's happening right now. I need to, like, and every time I did that, it would just send me kind of into this nervous feeling of, why did he say that? Was that pointed at me? Was that not good? But all of these things were just like split second reactions. But I wanted to share them because, again, I don't want to give the false idea that it was just totally happy and totally pleasant emotions happening, because there's a lot of things that when I'm interacting with people are uncomfortable and difficult and hard. Little triggers pop up and different just social cues that, as a kid who we pretty much isolated from all of civilization, I felt like there's a lot of social cues and a lot of things like that that just don't come as naturally to me still, I feel like. And so there were some unpleasant emotions, some just fear, frustration, different things, but I never felt like it was because he was pointed or did anything wrong. Maybe some of it too is I have come far enough along in my journey that I am aware of the emotions that I feel are coming from me and my own experiences, and don't necessarily have anything to do with the person across from me, and my own interpretations of them. So just be aware. There were unpleasant emotions, but it wasn't because of a dramatic experience that happened. or something that was unpleasant, or I wish that wouldn't have happened. So the biggest takeaway, though, what we unraveled or discussed in this first session was really cool. Like I said in the previous podcast, I gave a list of a whole bunch of different symptoms going on, some mental, some emotional, some physical, of what I'm dealing with and what fills up my mental capacity and what I hope I can improve and get better at, brain fog and just constantly like going to bed and waking up tired still. And there's those like physical aspects, but then there's the mental and internal ones of wondering if I am moving forward in the right motions and the right behaviors and the good, healthy behaviors, because I still have so many just attachments, memory and emotional fatigue from the past and things that have happened, wondering if I'm doing things right. And there's still so many, there's a lot of memories. My PTSD has gotten lots better, but with CPTSD, it there's lots of layers to it, and there's still several things that want to pop up. And so with all of these different stuff that I have going on, I kind of felt like I just kind of scattered marbles all over the table of like, okay, this is everything I have to work on. Where do we start? And as we, again, just kind of gradually and gently went through this conversation, and it was easy and pleasant, he stopped me as we started going in one direction, and he'd kind of like, okay, that's interesting, and let's go over here now. And we kind of just kept going a little bit more. And it was kind of an exciting feeling doing this part of it, where I just felt kind of like, I felt curious of like, ooh, we're both on this like treasure hunt. What are we going to find? And he's, when we finally got to this point, he was like, that's it. That is the core reason why you're here. That is the core reason to all of these problems that you have talked with me about. And that is the thing. And also, with therapy and from what so far that I've experienced with Doug, that doesn't necessarily mean that with the first session that anybody has with him, that is what they're going to discover first. He's very good about making sure that the conversation and the therapy is adapted to wherever you are in that moment. So for me, that's where the conversation went. That is what we were able to unlock, was kind of the core thing. So it kind of took all of those marbles that I had scattered out everywhere and was just like, what do we do with all of this? As soon as we identified that core problem, it kind of put all of the marbles like a dot-to-dot picture, where it's like, oh, as soon as this is clear, it's just going to have like a domino effect to all the other pieces and all the other dots. And it just felt really good. It felt very hopeful of, we don't have to specifically go through every little individual thing in order for me to finally have peace and health and grow. That if we focus on this core piece, that this will, it'll just ricochet into the rest of it. And so at the moment that I was feeling all those things, I was also feeling kind of frustrated. So for me, the core piece that he brought up was basically self-acceptance. And this was frustrating for a few reasons. One, I've done a lot of coaching and classes and books and podcasts and journaling and a whole bunch of work around talking nicer to myself and like having a good self-image and just loving my body, loving who I am, trying to do hobbies and just enjoy my life, enjoy me. And so it was a little bit frustrating when that was what came up, because my mentality or my personality of I've worked through this, I'm done with this, I don't want to work through it again, check it off the list, move on kind of mentality. And to me, I've put so much work into it that I didn't want that to be the problem. I didn't want it to be what the core was. But even before he said that, I kind of already knew that was the issue. I just didn't want it to be, because I've done so much work there. I wanted it to be somewhere else. And so that was a little bit frustrating, but it was also really encouraging, because as we sat there and talked about it and he gave further insights and gave further just direction of where things will go now that we understand that, it helped me see that, one, my brain has been working very good with everything it's gone through. My health, my body, it is all working in my favor. It is trying to help me and it is supporting me. The work I've done has been a good thing. It's brought me to a great place where I can continue to move forward. And it's okay that it's not all the way there. But this was another major thing for me that Doug is very specifically good at, that has been just a game changer for me, is he talks a lot about the cognitive brain and the, oh no, I forget the name of it. I'm going to call it the subconscious brain. Maybe that's the wrong name. But just the part of our brain that's not really about thought process, but more just about like intuition and the way that it's going to interpret the world, and it doesn't really care if it's logical. It's just there to keep you safe, and not so much of the let's think through this problem and think through it really good where we come up with a solution, but just the part of the brain that it has its own perception, and it's just going to keep doing that to keep you safe. So as we, and I'm still learning, so my vocabulary might not be sufficient in trying to describe this. So go listen to the podcast where he joins me on it. He talks more about this as well. But basically what I got out of our conversation and understanding, and what I felt, like I could feel something shift in me of realizing I've been saying all the right things. I've been giving myself great motivational like quotes to say during the day, and inspiration and good media entering my heart and soul where I could feel motivated to be a good person. And I've been taking good care of my body and my internal thoughts, and just I've been doing all these great things, but there is a part of the brain that I haven't learned how to tap into, and Doug is helping me do that. Doug is walking me through that, and it does feel different. They're already, I have started to become aware of a different part of my brain that feels just like it's kind of finally got a big hug and recognition for the first time. We did, in a session before we started the podcast, it was called Timeline Therapy. And if you go and look that up, maybe that will help describe a little bit more of what I'm trying to get across. But it's just has really helped part of my senses heal in a way that I didn't know they could without me trying really hard to think through the problem. And so I'm excited at this point. We now know what my core is. I feel excited about the training and the therapy that we'll continue to do together to help that piece of me heal. and it won't have to be so much mental exertion, which is great because as a mom and an entrepreneur, they're most of the time, by the time I get to me, I'm like, I don't want to think through this anymore. I want to just feel better. And that's kind of been my experience so far with Doug is it doesn't require a whole lot of mental exertion. It's more about a gentle persuasion into healing. And so that is all that I have for right now. Those are my notes. And I'm excited to see what this next session is like and what we will do. I'm actually going to be going up in person and we're going to do an in-person session and we'll go from there. And I will be sure to tune you in, make sure that you will get to be a part of this as well. And also, just for the notes, I haven't really noticed a difference in physical anything yet, but that I wasn't really expecting to at this point. We've only been working together for a few days. I do understand that the body takes time to adjust and to heal and to kind of go through things. The first, like the timeline therapy that I did with Doug, I did get really sick right afterwards, and I kind of shed a layer of trauma. And when I do that, that's the best way I have of describing it. Just working through something really major and big, it always kind of sends my body into shock where it has to get sick and then put the pieces together in a better, healthier way. So, but it still felt more of an emotional, it's felt more of an emotional healing. But I would say too, that I have felt because of that emotional healing a little bit higher drive, a little bit higher ambition drive, as well as sex drive, as well as just a better fulfillment in like the better satisfaction in my efforts of the day, which isn't to the point where I want, but I would say that those things with just a few days of working, I'm very happy and excited about the changes. It hasn't been at all an experience where I go to a session and have to think really hard and try really hard to think of, okay, what was the good that came out of that? Every time I just walk away being like, holy cow, there, that was like a treasure chest I just got to open up and dig through, and so many cool things from it. So anyways, I'll leave you with that. Thank you all for joining me. I will see you next time, and I'm excited to see where this goes. Bye. Thank you again for being a part of our podcast family and for the difference you are making right now in the world and in the walls of your own home. If you're wanting to support parents everywhere, you can do that by leaving a rate and review. This helps so many find connection and answers they are searching for. Also, don't forget to go to wandahoward.com and get your own free parenting blueprint. I love you all, and we will see you next time.